Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're invited to join the discussion and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 is the toll line if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And Bonnie.
And the two of you went to a protest today in Concord here in New Hampshire because evidently a few weeks ago, the federal government tried giving New Hampshire $27 million, and the politicians in New Hampshire said, no, we don't want your money, and attempted to send it back.
Yep.
Which made Governor Sununu, His Excellency Governor Sununu, very upset because he never met a government program that he didn't like because he's one of those kind of Republicans who loves big government, loves getting money from the federal government, loves bending over for them.
So what he did was he tabled it.
He tabled it, and he tried wrangling together some sort of executive council that was going to reverse the decision and decide to accept the money or something like that, and it got protested. And he was like, oh, I fear for my life. Thank goodness he's not a cop, or he would just came out shooting everyone like they do
right,
when they fear for their lives.
Oh, but don't you worry. There were at least, like, 50 state troopers there to protect him, like the Secret Service or the Gestapo.
Yeah, like 50.
Even though he was obviously never actually in danger as a result of this.
No, it was absolutely a peaceful protest.
As was the last one, I am sure. But they called off the protest. They called off the meeting. It was like, we're going to have to do this somewhere else, some other time. And that finally happened today.
Mm-hmm.
Despite his efforts to carefully select the people who were going to be on the executive committee, however, they voted 4-1, after all, to send the money back to the federal government. To say, no, we don't want your dirty money. We don't want these strings you've attached to it. Take it. And, of course, Sununu, His Excellency, is out there on Twitter now complaining about how, you know, he's really upset he didn't get to bend over for the federal government here.
The way that you know he's, like, absolutely out of his mind and a tyrant in this situation is there were about 300 people there protesting the money, accepting the money. They were not in favor of accepting the money, and absolutely zero there saying, Sununu, take the money! Zero. Yeah.
Not like, a single person was there for
there wasn't
it.
One, like, opposition.
Well, they may have protested somewhere else, but, I mean, I don't know that such a thing would have even been worthy of generating a protest if they wanted to. But I'm sure someone out there in New Hampshire wanted Sununu to take the money, and they probably just didn't realize that it's happening today, or they're not as politically aware as...
Yeah, or as passionate about it, because I think a lot of people are so passionate about this, because, well, one, it's creepy to want to track us and to reveal, to basically make our medical records public.
We're getting ahead of ourselves a bit. So what were the strings that were attached to this $27 million that caused people to not want New Hampshire to take it?
Because, well, most of it was going to be towards vaccine propaganda to convince all of the unvaccinated people to get vaccinated.
Billboards and stuff.
Yep. And then, that's a broad
stupid term.
Like, you don't even know what that could mean. Like, that could really mean anything, you know, knocking on your door or, you know.
It's absurd to think that because anyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated at this point has made the conscious, deliberate decision not to get vaccinated.
Yeah, there's nobody that just hasn't heard of the vaccine.
Yeah, or doesn't know how to get it or where to get it or something like that. So they're not going to win people over with a billboard in the first place. But it also would have been used to create some sort of tracking or monitoring software or something to that effect.
Yes, I don't know how exactly that would work, but it would, part of it was to basically reveal public, make public record who is vaccinated and who isn't, and some sort of tracking of unvaccinated people. I'm thinking for like the exposure tracking that they were doing in some other states, or I know some restaurants were doing it. They were making you write down your name and your phone number, and if there was a case, they would call everybody, and it, the whole thing is just very weird.
Well, didn't New Hampshire attempt that with their restaurants, taking out people's names and numbers, but like,
yeah,
no one
so
did
weird.
It?
And
no
it just kind of stopped,
it.
It just doesn't work. Yeah, and it just gives you a fake name every single time.
Yeah, it's just, it makes a lot of people uncomfortable for good reason, because people, a lot of people value privacy, especially in New Hampshire.
So minor correction, Sununu did not pick the executive council. I thought that he did, but they're actually elected. There are five seats, and they control large spending, not Sununu. There's supposed to be a check on executive power, and it looks like they successfully did that, which is surprising. But hey, here in New Hampshire, checks and balances actually occasionally work.
But one thing he did do that was kind of crooked in that regard is he kicked off one of the members named Ken something.
See, that's why I thought they were Ken selected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because evidently he can kick off members.
Yeah, that guy's a libertarian. But no, he can't, apparently.
Okay.
Says our producer.
Well, that's good. So it's a check on executive power, and there was a protest today because Sununu is still trying to take this money. And tell me about it. Where was it at? I mean, it was in Concord at the NHIT, and you said, Bonnie, in the police academy section. But I mean, what went on here? What kind of crowd did it draw? What was the energy like? And what happened?
So it was mainly, I would say, there was a lot of libertarian-leaning people there, but there was also a lot of conservative people, a lot of American flags, a lot of Back the Blue people, but there was a lot of libertarians as well. There was room for 175 people inside the auditorium, which we found out there was actually more space that they were hiding. And they had, places set up for people to get arrested, paddy wagons set up. So they were basically expecting this to be not a peaceful protest, I'm assuming. They wanted to arrest people. That's why they had so many police officers there. And they literally had a giant section set up. So they didn't let as many people in as could actually fit into the auditorium. So the rest of us kind of spilled out outside, which was fine. We had our little protest section outside.
Yeah, so when we got there, I was thinking, oh, man, I wanted more people to show up for this. There's only like 100 people outside. But then we found out there's 175 more inside.
So the cops were there, but this was a peaceful protest. So when and why did they begin arresting people?
So I guess inside, they wanted to make it, the protesters wanted to make it a silent protester. One woman who was kind of leading the whole thing, Therese, she's kind of the head of the New Hampshire Medical Freedom Movement. They've been doing their protests in Concord for the Dartmouth-Hitchcock Hospital for their vaccine mandate. So this is the same woman. So she was kind of leading this whole thing. And basically, they wanted it to be a silent, peaceful protest. They were just going to go in and observe. They did not want to be disruptive. And at one point, they were saying they were just saying things that they didn't agree with. Again, I wasn't actually inside there, but this is just what I got from people that were inside.
They were saying things that who didn't agree with?
The protesters. So just talking about vaccinating children from 5 to 12 years.
The executive council and Sununu were talking about that?
Yes.
Yeah, the protesters were being silent. That was like their game plan. Even Frank Footloose didn't say anything.
No way.
Yep. Which is saying a lot, yeah.
He agreed.
So at one point when they decided to turn around, kind of, turn around together.
To turn their backs to the executive committee?
Yes, okay. To show that they did not agree with what was happening here and that they did not approve with what is being put forward with the strings that are attached to taking this federal money. So they just very quietly and peacefully turned their backs, and at one point they started, I forget who it was, but one of the members of the executive council was starting to be reasonable and kind of say that he was disagreeing with taking the money. So Therese turned around and, quietly sat down. And at that point, two state troopers rushed over, grabbed her, and arrested her.
Hold on. So one of the executive council members said something that she supported. So she turned around and sat down.
Quietly. She didn't say a word.
And two stateies came over and arrested her for this.
Yes. And they arrested two other people.
What was the charge?
disorderly conduct.
Oh, did we find out?
Yeah, she said it was disorderly conduct, which doesn't even make sense, so I'm sure that's not going to hold up in court. But they arrested her. They arrested Footloose, and they arrested some other women.
They love arresting Footloose.
You still have to pay $40 to get each of them out. $40 each to get them out. Like,
what was
they arrested 8 people, I think, or more. But they also arrested a 70-year-old woman who didn't turn around, didn't sit down. She was just standing there completely silent the whole time, and they just grabbed her for absolutely no reason.
What was their excuse for arresting Footloose?
Probably disorderly conduct as well. I'm not 100% sure on that. I think that was kind of what everybody's charge was.
603-283-6160. If you think that turning around and sitting quietly is disorderly conduct, give us a call. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fort in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fort in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, where you can talk about whatever you want, take control of the airwaves, share with us whatever your opinions are, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And we're talking about the protest that the two of you attended today, where they arrested a 70-year-old woman, I think you said, for crying?
No, that was, she got arrested for absolutely nothing. Like, she didn't move, she didn't talk, she didn't do anything.
I think they were, like, kind of punishing her friend because she had two friends sitting on each side, and her friend said that she started saying something. Okay, so this lady got arrested in the middle of a mall getting picked out. It was like people started being like, hey, like they were, you know, silent until people started getting picked off, and then people started being like, hey, what's going on? And so her friend.
So everyone was being quiet. The police started arresting people, and the other people who weren't being arrested rightly asked, hey, you know, what's going on here?
Yes. So her friend sitting next to her was talking to a stadium. They walked up and was just like, what are you guys doing? And all this stuff. And she, the guy just, you know, silently pointed at her friend. Come on. Next to her, the lady that was 70 years old, not talking.
Is there a video of this stuff happening?
There is. I do have a video of that particular woman getting arrested, and it's actually really dramatic. The cops literally rip her out of the crowd and, like, drag her across the floor, and she's, like, super startled. I feel so bad. It's terrible. She must have been so scared because she didn't expect it. She literally wasn't doing anything, and she's just, like, you could tell she's just super shook up and startled.
Well, it sounds like an intimidation tactic.
Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
People at random, so no one knows who is next, and it discourages people from going to these things because they'll just arbitrarily arrest you at random.
And I actually spoke to a woman outside right after, because somebody came outside to tell everybody that was standing outside what was happening, like, hey, like, these people just got arrested, and this is what's going on. And one of the women that was inside, and she got some video footage that she kindly shared with me, she was outside, she had a young child, and she was pregnant, and she was crying, she was distraught, she was so scared, she didn't want to get arrested, she had her kid with her, she was just so scared. And I think she ended up sharing those videos with us, and she just left. So it worked for some people.
I'm sure. I mean, the police are intimidating when they want to be. So the first lady who was arrested, what did you say her name was? The head of the Medical Freedom Group?
Therese, I'm not.
It's Grinnell.
Okay. Yeah.
Therese Grinnell.
So she gets arrested. What happened to her after that?
They brought her and I think 8 other people that also got arrested to the Merrimack County Jail, and we kind of decided as a group to kind of all show up there to show support for them and, you know, to bail people out if they needed to be bailed out. And it probably took like 30, 45 minutes for them to get bailed out, so they weren't in for very long.
Yeah, that's pretty quick.
But I guess the cops told her that the reason why it took so long, which it did not take long, but they told her that it took longer because there was a group of people outside and that we were being disruptive and it made the cops take longer, which literally does not make any sense. I think they were just telling her that so she would tell us to, you know, disperse and leave.
Yeah, because they didn't let Frank out before we ended up leaving because they were letting people out like one person at a time type of thing. Well, they let 3 people out at first, and that's when Therese was like, okay, everybody, you guys got to get out of here. You're making it take longer and stuff like that. And then she said,
and she believed that nonsense.
Apparently.
I think that they lied, so it could have been a lie.
They almost certainly lied.
They absolutely did.
That's what cops do. But protesters being outside isn't going to make them take longer to do paperwork.
And if you've ever been bailed out of jail before, you know that it normally takes longer than 45 minutes.
It took longer for nobody to get out. Our co-host, nobody.
You mean once they decided to let him out?
Yeah, by the time I got there, our other co-host, Peakless Mountaineer, had been standing there for like 30 minutes, and I waited for like 30 more minutes.
Yeah, they're not quick with the paperwork because they don't care. They'll leave you in jail for as long as they want. They don't care about you. They don't care about any of us.
They don't, but 30 to 45 minutes, that's a really quick release from jail.
And
especially one the size of Merrimack County.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was even more sad that she didn't really learn her lesson from today, and she asked the crowd to pray for the police because they're still going through this with us, and they have to deal with all this stuff, too.
So after being arrested by the police for... Teresa's the one who turned around and sat back down, right?
Yep, for sitting down.
So after getting arrested for that, she still comes out of jail and says, pray for their police because... Why now? What was...
Because they have to do paperwork and because they still are, you know, have to work hard to process people and to protect and serve us or whatever.
They wouldn't have to process people if they hadn't arbitrarily arrested her for turning around and sitting down.
There's another guy, I don't know his name, that got released at the same time as her that I saw shake hands with the sheriff that was there.
It's like...
It's a conservative cognitive dissonance.
And these were the people... They said call the sheriff, right? Like the sheriff was going to come and help, even though they're all buddy-buddies. And then this guy gets arrested by them, and he doesn't think, oh, the sheriff didn't actually do anything about this. This horrific injustice that is me being arrested for standing quietly in a government building. He was just totally shaking hands with the sheriff. Like, everything was fine. Everything was normal.
Yeah, there were a lot of people there who were, they were confused. They were like, oh my gosh, wait, no. The police, you guys are on our side. Like, why are you arresting our friends? Newsflash, they're not on your side.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, if they're arresting your friends, that's, and or you.
For doing nothing.
That's a pretty good indicator they're not on your side.
Yeah, so I think this was a big wake-up call for a lot of the conservatives that were there. But as we saw...
I would hope so, but they're so delusional.
As we saw, they are still, like, some loving the police, some of them.
I mean, despite being arrested, she's coming out and saying,
crazy.
Hey, you know, pray for the country or the state that has fallen into these conditions where people are being arrested for peacefully protesting.
Yep.
She wants you to pray for the police because they have to do all the paperwork after arresting people for turning around and sitting.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. It worked, though. I mean, we don't know what level of effect the protest actually had on what happened today, but the executive council did vote not to take that money. So, success. Well done, both of you. And I'm glad neither of you got arrested based on what I'm hearing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they asked me if I wanted to go in, and I thought about it, and I was like, no thanks.
Yeah,
people are getting picked off.
Yeah.
That's where you're arresting people. No, thank you.
I'll stay out here. Thank you very much.
And then I felt kind of bad. I was like, man, I could have got footage or something, but it seems like nothing else really went on after that.
And you know what? In the day and age of technology, you know, you have so many people that were in there that took videos that they can just send them to you. A lot of people were posting it in group chats. So, you know, we do have access to video footage of what happened there. So,
yeah.
And you have video footage of the woman just turning around and sitting and getting arrested for that?
I don't personally, but,
it
was posted in a video on one of the chats. I'm sure a lot of people have a video of that.
I would like copies of these emailed to me at some point because they sound like they're worth watching. It was never a good idea for Sununu to try to keep getting this government money, and last week's protest proved it. And this today just doubled down on that.
He walked past in a glass, what do you call those walkways that are like floating in the air? It's like a bridge from one side of the building to the other, but it was glass. He passed by and somebody was like, look, it's Sununu, and we all started screaming at him and I flipped him off.
Nice.
Nice work, Bonnie.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on the protest today. It sounds like things are happening in New Hampshire. Libertarians are having an impact. If you haven't moved up here, it's time. The more numerous we are, the more powerful we are. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the United States, often with little to no supervision by the Biden administration since March, including a broad use of limited parole authorities to make more than 30,000 eligible for work permits since August. That's according to Border Patrol documents obtained by Fox News. The documents give a partial snapshot into how the Biden administration has been releasing enormous numbers of illegal immigrants into the United States, often with little to no oversight, supervision, or immediate risk of deportation. President Biden says the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach are now running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in order to deal with the bottlenecks involving the shipment of goods to the United States. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra, says it's time to think more about the food we eat, including how much salt is in it.
It's time for us to do much better at knowing what we're doing when it comes to the food we consume. That means thinking about the food we eat, or better put, the food we don't.
The secretary, joining other health officials on a conference call Wednesday, HHS notes salt has long been linked to high blood pressure, which is a leading cause of heart attacks and strokes. The FDA is recalling some of Tuffy's pet food cans due to high levels of vitamin D. Roughly 1,600 cases of Pure Vita Salomon entree dog food are believed to be affected. The cans of dog food were sold in stores across the country in a Tetra Pak carton. Customers are advised to return the product to the store where they purchased it for a full refund. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. And it seems like a good time to talk about New Hampshire independence, seeing as libertarians are actually accomplishing things here in New Hampshire. Not that I want to take any jabs at the Libertarian Party, but it does seem the Free State Project is having some success, having some successes, one of which is the upcoming bill that is going to be presented to some committee or other. I don't know how the inner workings of government are, but it's going to put forward a constitutional amendment, if it passes, that would allow people to vote in the 2022 election on whether or not the state of New Hampshire should immediately and peaceably secede from the United States. head on over to nhexit.us and sign the petition, especially if you're already in New Hampshire and you think it's a good idea to break up with the federal government, who are always pulling things like they were trying to pull today, which is, here's $27 million if you will just do this thing that we want you to do. That's how people ended up with seatbelt laws and all of
yep.
and helmet laws. And New Hampshire, conveniently, also doesn't have either one of those.
I will say that one more thing that happened at the protest was Nikki, Matt, and I handed out a bunch of...
You got Matt to wake up that early?
Oh, yeah.
Congrats.
Well, we passed out a bunch of NHExit flyers, and I only got one bad response.
I saw someone had been collecting signatures and stuff.
I didn't do that today just because I knew it was going to be too much stuff to hold in my arms.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's kind of the perfect place, especially if there's a lot of conservative people, because it's like, hey, like, you see all this crazy stuff that is going down right now? The only way to get away from it, the only way to avoid it, is for New Hampshire to leave.
And most of the... Oh, sorry. Most of the conservatives have their minds really open about it.
Yeah.
I mean, New Hampshire's like that, though. I mean, there's a strong liberty streak already within the state of New Hampshire and a strong distrust of the federal government, which is why, again, most people do wear their seatbelts, but we don't have seatbelt laws. So New Hampshire's great. NHExit.us if you want to sign that petition. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bill calling from New Hampshire. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us, Bill? Going once. Bill seems to have lost us, but we do also have Dave Ridley calling from the Ridley Report. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
A.K.A. Dave in New Hampshire. The place is full of us. So one of the reasons for wanting to declare independence is, although some people in the Liberty Movement haven't focused on this, I sure have a little bit, and that is the inappropriate arrest of political prisoner Jerry DeLamis of Rochester, New Hampshire. Are you familiar with this incident?
No.
I have never heard of it.
So he went to the Malheur Wildlife standoff in, what was it, Oregon?
Okay, was this the Bundy thing where they took over a federal building and, like, weren't even really charged or arrested or killed or anything?
He had some connection with the Bundy standoff, although there's some question. I'm not sure he was actually there during the standoffs.
Okay.
But he did go there and was photographed, you know, wearing camos, which everyone finds really scary. And
why?
I haven't really figured
this
out.
This is New Hampshire. Really, don't people hunt here?
They want to be able to see you, yeah, Arya.
You would think so. But I'm really not sure what exactly he did. They got him arrested. I'm not even sure what he was charged with. But I've been, you know, having looked at the charges a long time ago, it was... It didn't make much sense. It was awful vague stuff. I think he was just kind of almost arrested randomly and for having an alleged leadership role. But anyway, the arrest occurred, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And like a SWAT team at his house in Rochester, kind of similar to the SWAT team raid on you guys.
Man, they really do love their SWAT teams, especially for crimes that don't have victims.
Right.
Alleged crimes that don't have victims, because I don't know what this guy actually is accused of doing.
Yeah, I've always thought he was kind of arrested for not much in particular, just because they thought they should make some arrests, and he just, someone they felt like arresting. And so, anyway, he gets out next month. I forget the day. The details are at freejerrydelamis.com.
Can you spell that, his last name at least?
D-E-L-E-M-U-S.
Cool, thank you.
That M was an M as in milk.
Yeah, we got it.
So
he's finally getting out next month.
And it looks like it's an earlier release than what was originally expected. And the other main thing, whatever he was charged with, here's the really interesting thing that's the obvious abuse, and that was that he received additional years in jail because he tried to change his plea.
Really?
Wow, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. There's always something in each of these trials, you know, like the Ross Ulbricht thing, where they basically accused him of murder during the discussion, you know, in front of the jury, but they never charged him with that, right, or attempted murder for hire or whatever. That was a big, you know, crazy thing that they did that they probably hadn't done before that we knew of. This is the crazy thing in the delay in this case. The craziest thing that I could find was just the fact that they gave him extra years for trying to change his plea.
You know, well, to answer the question earlier, he was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States.
Wow.
And one count of interstate travel in aid of extortion. I don't know anything about the case, but...
What does that even mean? And who's extorting who? Someone's extorting the federal government? Because I don't think there are any other targets of that standoff.
No, usually it's the federal government extorting people. Or, as we saw today, the state government collecting $40 from people they had arrested, even though there's no cash bail. The cash bail was outlawed in New Hampshire, if I remember correctly. They still managed to get $40 out of the people they arrested today, though, so extortion's the name of their game. So he is finally getting out.
That's expected. That's what it says on his website.
Okay, well, that's wonderful news. Dave, thank you so much for the update on that. Give us a call, let us know when he's actually free, or better yet, get in touch with him and have him give us a call and let us know when he's actually free. So anyway, today's protest was, it sounds like it was eventful, to say the least, and again, glad neither one of you were arrested. My takeaway from this is that libertarians are succeeding. I mean, we already knew that.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious here in New Hampshire, if you live here, that libertarians are making significant progress toward the things that libertarians care about.
It's always nice to have another victory.
Even the sales tax got reduced by a minuscule amount. I think it was 0.5% or something like that. But it threw off all the people I work with because there are a couple of items that are just very popular. So everyone there knows the price of those items. And then suddenly, that was no longer actually the price. And no one understood why. And I remembered, the sales tax went down.
So the price went down of something?
The price went down on everything by 0.5% because sales tax went down.
I bet that's only in New Hampshire, because didn't sales tax only go down in New Hampshire this year?
Well, there's no sales tax in New Hampshire, right? It's the food.
Oh, yeah, the food tax.
I'm sure there's a more legitimate name for it.
Well, it's technically a sales tax, but it's a sales tax only on...
like dining out or whatever?
Rooms and meals.
But not all meals. Because, like, if you bought a prepackaged salad from somewhere, that wouldn't be taxed. So it's very weird how it's defined within the state of New Hampshire. But, yes, this was absolutely only in the state of New Hampshire, which otherwise doesn't have a sales tax. And this is shocking to me as, you know, I've been doing a lot of traveling lately. I go to these other estates and I see the price of two bottles of water, two for $2. I'm like, all right, here's $2. Have a good day. No, wait, no. It's going to be $2.16 or $2.18 or something. Like, what is this nonsense? That's not the price.
When I got here, I bought a jacket and let's say it was like $40. I was just like, I was in Manchester before I met you guys and I was just like, it was only $40. Was it on sale? And somebody told me that there wasn't sales tax here. And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I got here. And the first time I bought something that, I don't know, like an energy drink or something, I was just shocked. It wasn't the first time. I didn't even notice it the first time. After three or four times, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's literally the price that they displayed. There's no sales tax.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a great place to be.
Yeah.
So get on up here. Head on over to the Free State Project. Where is it? It's Free Keen? I don't remember. There's 101 reasons somewhere, and I'm spacing on where you can find it. But New Hampshire's wonderful, and a lot of people are moving here, judging from what I'm seeing on social media. I mean, Facebook in particular, and the Free State Project group there. It's a good time to get up here with other states going crazy and recruiting robotic police dogs that now have assault weapons. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to share your opinions. At 603-283-6160, with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And I can confirm the rumors going around. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be at Liberty in Our Lifetime this Saturday, October the 16th. Unfortunately, you won't be able to see him in person. Well, I guess if you want to go to Switzerland, you could probably still manage to work out a meeting with him. He's going to be speaking at Liberty in Our Lifetime. Physical tickets are sold out, but you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com for only $50. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and Mark Edge are going to be speaking. So get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com and see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Will calling from Illinois. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, ladies. I was wondering what your opinion is. I'm looking to move to New Hampshire. I'm currently stuck in a communist state here in Illinois.
Is Illinois that bad?
I'm wondering. It's Cook County is. I mean, okay. The rest of the state is, you know, pretty red. But I was looking to move out to New Hampshire, and, of course, I'm super excited about the secession movement you guys got going on there. But it had me wondering how, with New Hampshire having such a high density of you know, older retirees, how we would be able to get them on board with giving up, like, Social Security, Medicare, all these things that they've paid into the federal system for all this time.
Well, as I understand it, the federal government still pays out Social Security to American citizens who are living abroad, and that's basically what they would be doing if they wanted to retain their U.S. citizenship. I don't see any reason they wouldn't be able to do that. The decision to lose your American citizenship in addition to your New Hampshire citizenship seems like to me like it would be a personal choice for someone to make, and it probably wouldn't be automatic, or maybe they can reapply for U.S. citizenship. It's unclear how exactly this would move forward. There's a lot of questions that we just won't be able to answer until that day comes.
I would say just wait for a couple of years until Medicaid runs out anyway.
Also a good point. But these people are subsisting on Medicaid and Social Security, and to them it sounds like they're just going to, you know, go broke. But then again, you've got to keep in mind that the state of New Hampshire is one of few states that actually pays more money to the federal government than it receives back. So any of the money that they're getting from Social Security or Medicaid could easily be paid by the state of New Hampshire if they wanted to create their own form of Medicaid or, I mean, Medicare or Social Security. So there's no reason.
I just feel like it's some sort of like an advertising issue that we would have to try and win over these voters with, you know, if we were to be successful with the secession movement.
I mean, if their argument is that they don't want to, the sole argument they're making is they don't want to give up the bennies that the federal government is giving to them, then they need to get the hell out and go to Massachusetts anyway. I don't want people here who want to live off the federal government's dime.
How do we convince them to either move out or to vote for secession like we want them to?
We get flyers and brochures from the great, beautiful, warm state of Florida, and we say, this is where old retirees go. Have a good rest of your life.
It's actually not far off from what somebody is actually doing. It's not to convince, like, conservative New Hampshire old people, but to convince progressives who live in New Hampshire that maybe they should move out. Alu has put together a website, and it's called the Progressive State Project, and he's actively looking for the best state to live if you're a progressive. And it's not a joke. It's literally, like, if I was a progressive, where would be the best place for me to live comfortably? And he's looking for the best state.
I would say Seattle is probably the most fitting city, but California is the most fitting state.
The whole West Coast, it depends what climate you want.
Yeah. Just not, as I understand it, Northern California, I think.
I think they're pretty red up there.
You can do psychedelics in Seattle now.
You can. I thought that happened quite a while ago, though. I thought Seattle decriminalized them.
I think so.
It just happened.
Okay, I'm maybe thinking of the state of Oregon then, but I mean, certainly, I don't want to try to convince people that secession is a good idea, because that's such a huge speed bump for them to get over. I mean, these people aren't even sold on the idea that it's a good idea to legalize marijuana. And
true.
If we want to get them to be on board with secession, there's a huge series of steps they're going to have to take before they get to that point. Starting them out trying to argue with them about secession is like just throwing them into the deep end and being like, hey, I want you to understand these 10 years of theory and political strategies that I've been studying that you're just now being exposed to, and why they'll totally work, but you just have to take my word for it and flap your arms and legs a bit in the water. Everything will be fine. I don't think it's an effective way to go about it. I mean, someone is either going to be liberty-leaning enough to be on board with secession, or they're simply going to tune you out as soon as you mention the idea.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, Will. I know that's not a satisfying answer because I'm basically just saying, you know, so screw those old people. But that sort of is the response. If their primary concern about other people being free is that they want money from the federal government, then stay within the federal government. Go somewhere else.
And like Bonnie said, that's going to run out pretty soon anyways. I mean, how many trillion dollars in debt is the federal government? I mean,
I think the last I heard it was like 27 trillion.
And they're just printing more money and talking about mining or whatever, not mining, but they're talking about creating a $1 trillion to, it's just, it's a mess.
And they officially are saying that it's going to run out in 12 years. That's why I say two, because you just don't believe whatever the government says.
Yeah, minus 10.
Yeah.
Social Security certainly isn't going to exist by the time I'm at retiring age, but that's fine with me. Medicare also rapidly being solvent. I mean, these government organizations aren't meant to balance their books or even to make money. They're always operating at a loss, and taxpayers just pick up that bill through inflation.
It kind of sucks that people have been stolen from their whole lives to the point that they don't have any way to save up for retirement.
It's so sad.
It is sad, but it's not a problem that we created, and it's trying to fix that problem for them is just going to create more problems. I mean, that's exactly the state's mentality is, okay, here's this problem that a state created. Let's come up with a solution and try to solve it and then just make things worse. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. It sucks that the federal government did this to you. But I didn't do this to you, and I'm not going to solve the problem for you. Figure it out. There are solutions out there, and I'm sure these people are resourceful enough to figure it out.
And I think people really discount the power of community. I mean, communities are strong, and especially in New Hampshire, we have really strong, loving, caring communities up here all over the state. And people are willing to help out, and people are willing to make sure that people are fed and that they, you know, have clothes on their back and food on their plates and that they have medical care and whatever else. You know, I think if New Hampshire seceded and we got rid of taxes, more then enough people would be willing to donate to all sorts of programs to make sure that these elderly people or disabled people are taken care of.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be the case, but I mean, that's not a convincing argument for most people because it's just not a guaranteed thing.
Well, the state isn't going to save you. So.
It's not even a guaranteed thing.
Well, no, but it feels to them like it is because the government is putting a gun to people's heads and forcing people to do it. In a free society, no one's forcing you to do it, and they're so jaded about humanity that they think people wouldn't possibly voluntarily choose to help one another.
Yeah.
But in reality, people are actually pretty decent and would, in fact, choose to help other people. They would set their own rules about the people they're going to help and the people they're not going to help. Like you would have an actual individual saying, oh, yeah, I'm not going to give this homeless guy money because I know he's just going to go buy booze with it.
Yeah.
Instead of, I'm going to give this homeless person money because I know they're going in to buy a meal or something.
Yeah. I just signed up for volunteer work with Monadnock United Way.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I think United Way, you might want to look into them. I think they're one of the charities that their CEO makes like huge amounts of money.
Dang it.
And, like, only 2 or 3% of donations actually go to the people they're supposed to be helped. I'm
what
not 100% sure.
I asked Ian if he knew if they were government, and since they weren't government, I was like, oh, okay, I'll start them.
I don't think they're government. But I'm pretty sure they're one of those screwed up ones that don't actually give a whole lot of money they receive in donations to the people they're supposed to be helping.
What the heck?
Well, I mean, it's really common. I think only the Salvation Army is one of the few who's got a CEO that pays himself, like, a dollar a year or something. I don't remember the details. I just know that charities aren't always what they seem, and I seem to recall the United Way being one of those, but don't quote me on that. I may be wrong.
Okay.
You can always start your own thing. That's the best way.
That is always true.
If you're the CEO, you know that you're not taking a bunch of money, right?
So, all the more reason to get up to New Hampshire and help us push these people who want to be government mooches out of the state and to somewhere like Florida, where they'll be so much happier because there's so many other old people and it's warmer and they'll still get their Medicare and their Social Security. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.